When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I really like the shape of a TD Tuesday segment. Woolchuck and Chiafalo are about to stand and deliver.
There you go.
Coming up at 6:20. We'll have two guys, one booth, an audio celebration of that Cowboys
year
loss.
You got to explain the shape is a soccer term, right?
That's right.
Yes. Soccer term of how you,
really
you play
like
your
the shape
defense,
of them.
Right?
Well,
like
we love the shape of them, and it's brought to you by Brest FC.
Yes. Who won today, by the way, in whatever UEFA competition?
They've never lost on a Tuesday before.
No, it's their
it's day. Quite a pair.
Here's Woolchuck and Chiafalo.
Let's do it. Boom shakalaka. It's TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
The best touchdowns from the NFL and college football weekend, championship TDs all over our Saturday afternoon, and we start with the SEC championship game, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, after the Georgia backup quarterback got his head literally taken off. Helmet goes one way, knee goes the other. He pops right back up like nothing happened, except, of course, something did happen. He was woozy enough to not go back onto the field. They bring in UCL Carson Beck, who can't even throw the ball. They're telegraphing it all.
Everyone
you know they're going to run it. They're going to run it. It's overtime. Balls to the wall. Texas defense. Take it away, Georgia
Carson
Radio.
Carson Beck out, can barely keep his right arm upright.
Beck under center. Hand it to ETN. Straight ahead. Touchdown! Touchdown! Dogs are SEC champions! Dogs have won it! Dogs have won it in dramatic fashion, beating the Longhorns 22-19 to capture their 15th SEC title.
Congratulations, Georgia. Number two seed in the playoff. SEC champs yet again.
Now that hit reminded me of the 90s. It was intense, man.
It was. I mean, they were popping. They were popping pads. There was a lot of big hits in that game. Now Texas will host Clemson. All right, let's go to the Big Ten title game. Probably the highest scoring Big Ten championship game maybe we've ever seen. But Oregon was able to hold off the Nittany Lions. It was Dylan Gabriel to Tez Johnson.
And rolling right, Gabriel is going to throw it downfield, wide open, catch made, 20. Tez inside of the 10, Tez at a 5, touchdown Oregon! Tez Johnson, Gabriel, dangerously close to the line of scrimmage when he threw that ball, got rid of it in time, and then Tez did the rest of the work.
Oh, he sure did. That Tez Johnson's got some wheels now. Speed, 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 speed. Shout out to Oregon Radio with the call.
Man, Oregon now what? They're going to see Tennessee or Ohio State?
Yes.
This is crazy, man.
That's the draw they got.
That's a crazy draw.
It's a bad one.
I mean, you'd think the number one seed, you should get the easiest path. Their path is
it's not
difficult than Penn
all.
State's is.
Yeah.
You know who's up for the test, though? Manlanning.
Damn right.
All right, we head to Boise State, where future Cowboy, if it's up to Broaddus and Walchuk, with the number one overall pick, Ashton Jeanty, scampering 75 yards to Bader.
Hand off Jeanty again, up the middle to the 30, gets to the outside, to the 40, to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Ashton Jeanty. Yeah. It's 20-0,
yeah.
75 yards for Ashton Jeanty on the run.
The deuce is loose.
The deuce is loose, baby.
Yeah, that was a long TD. Not always a big fan of seeing the long TDs, but that one in particular was pretty impressive.
For the smaller ones?
Boise State Radio with the call.
All right, well, let's go to our guy, Dave Lapham. And he was awesome on the pregame show, and you knew that he was going to have one of these moments when we were watching Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase. Take it away, Cincy Radio Network.
Joe has the football. He'll look to throw. Fires a pass. Caught by Ja'Marr Chase. Baby. Down the sideline. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown! Bengals! 101 to go. A 40-yard strike.
Yeah, I thought he sounded a little sheepish. You know, a little bit like shy when you brought that up to him. He was like, guys, thank you. But he didn't really want to get into it too much.
He didn't really want to get into it very much.
But he gets so darn excited.
He's a Bengals lifer, though.
He is.
He is a Bengals lifer. And, you know, that was one of those, other than our guy Merrill Reese, that I enjoyed that interview.
Yeah. The text was lighting up with, he sounds like John Madden a little bit.
Yeah, I can Lapham see a little does.
You can hear it in the voice a little bit. And then, yes, with all the sound effects that he likes to throw in there.
I tried to kind of get him going with my own little sound.
I know. I thought you did a nice job. We gave him his flowers.
Ooh, baby!
All right, we head to Detroit, where it's Jared Goff finding his scat back, Mr. Gibbs.
Jared takes the snap back, looking, throwing, end zone, caught, touchdown, Detroit Lions. You can't cover that man.
Bam.
Jahmyr Gibbs on the receiving end. What a sick route that time.
Oh, sick nasty. Detroit's having a lot of fun. They're up there now in my favorite radio crew. They were so good. I think let's do it twice. Here's Tim Patrick as this game was awesome on Thursday Night Football. Lions Radio Network, take it away.
Goff has got it back, looking, throwing middle. Touchdown,
yes.
Detroit Lions. Tim Patrick, that is your first in the Motor City, my man.
Yeah, Tim Patrick, wide receiver 3 or 4 for them. But coming up big, he was good in Denver a few years ago. He's been banged up, but now they're capitalizing there. But Green Bay wasn't done yet. Of course, they would lose this game, but not until Josh Jacobs found a 4-yard hole for a TD.
Jacobs alone set back, Love under center. Give to Jacobs, up the middle, rambling, goal line, touchdown! Touchdown, Green Bay Packers! Jacobs on a 4-yard touchdown run, his second tutty of the game.
Wow, we got tutty calls going down.
We got tutties
down.
Now. We got
from
tutties
senior citizens. Packers Radio with the call.
Might jump the shark.
There we go. All right, let's go to the Rams. And Rams and Bills, game of the day on Sunday. It was incredible. Unless you're a big defensive guy, then you didn't like this. But we're TD men, all right? Mm. We love our TDs. And Matt Stafford found Puka Nacua for the TD.
Stafford from the shotgun, looking left, throws right, receiver screen, caught, blocked, touchdown Puka Nacua! Touchdown LA! With 1:54 remaining, a receiver screen for a 2-possession lead over the Buffalo Bills.
And nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Shout out to Sean McVay for going forward on fourth down late
aggressive
in that game instead of settling for 3, going up 6, and then having Josh Allen dunk on you at the end of the game. Didn't
Stafford
allow for it.
Just an absolutely perfect ball to Tutu Atwell for the conversion. I mean, they were on fire, was Matthew Stafford.
From one Hawaiian touchdown to another, we head to Miami where Tua's taking on Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. It's overtime. It's walk-off time.
26-26. Tua Tagovailoa out of the shotgun, back to throw. Good protection. Throws it. End zone. Touchdown, Dolphins win. Jonnu Smith.
What a catch and throw. Jonnu Smith holds on to it. What a throw by Tua.
You see that? How's their song going?
We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air. We're on the ground. We're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl.
Hey, Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number two. All right, let's go to the Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Isaiah Davis, who I think is a white running back, 17 yards for a TD.
First and 10 at the Dolphins 17-yard line. Rodgers takes the snap. Hand off Davis, runs left, finds a crease. He's at the 10, cuts it back at the 5. He's into the end zone. That's a Jet touchdown. The first rushing touchdown of Isaiah Davis's career.
I skipped Minnesota.
It's all right. It's all right.
I got too excited with the Jets. We don't get a lot of Jet TDs, and that's our buddy.
Bob Wischusen?
Love Bob.
I was
back on to come playoff time.
I picked up Braylon Allen off waivers after Breece Hall went down, and then there goes the touchdown vulture himself, Isaiah Davis.
Good player.
All right, we head to Minnesota where the Vikings are taking on their old quarterback, Kirk Cousins. He can't buy a touchdown, but you know who can? Sam the Man Darnold.
Jefferson in motion to the right. Three receivers right. Sam Darnold out of the shotgun. Jones picks up a blitzer. Pass right. Caught Addison. To the end zone. Touchdown! Jordan Addison makes it 34-21. And for Sam Darnold, that's a high five. For the first time in his career, he's thrown 5 touchdown passes in a game.
Amazing.
A high five right there, baby. Let's go, Sam. You guys buying Sam Darnold?
I was going to ask you guys this question because they were talking about in the midday show.
Yeah.
Is the best backups in the league this year? Would you consider Sam Darnold a backup?
I would say Sam Darnold best. Yeah, he is. And I would say best backup in football. I think if somebody gives him a chance to like be their actual legit franchise quarterback, I don't know that he'll even be able to be as consistent as Geno's been.
Better than Baker Mayfield's been for Tampa.
Baker's I would say better Baker's than better.
Yeah, I'd say
but
Baker's
if he
been
goes
better.
To another place, that's what I'm saying. Like Baker going from Carolina, all these places.
I think Sam's lows are way lower than Baker's lows. I mean, they've kind of been winning some games here in the last 4 to 6 weeks in spite of Sam. Like, he was awesome on Sunday, don't get me wrong. But there's just, I get Case Keenum vibes. Like, this is a magical run in Minnesota. That it's kind of just a flash in the pan. Sam Darnold will have a tremendous career as a backup, but if you actually were to give him big money to be your franchise signal caller, I think you'd regret that.
I mean, he already got $10 million to be a backup. That's way too much. You know, if you're the Cowboys and you're thinking, we need a backup quarterback, you can't afford like 5% of your cap for a backup quarterback.
All right, I know he's your guy. $10 million for Sam or $60 million for Dak?
I'd rather have Darnold. I mean, you don't put up 28 touchdowns and 10 picks by mistake. I think he is significantly better than his previous stops with the Jets and 49ers while still being well short of what you would desire in an elite franchise guy.
I'm with you on that. All right, let's go to Seattle where the Seahawks are starting to pull away in the NFC West, and it was all for the fine wine that is Zach Charbonnet.
Hand off Charbonnet, left side, has a first down and then some. He's down to the 30, the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Seahawks. And they are still chasing Zach Charbonnet, 49 yards to pay dirt, his second touchdown of the game. The Seahawks came in saying, we got to find a way to run the ball. Holy catfish they do.
Seahawks Radio
Holy
Network.
Catfish.
Holy catfish they do.
That reminds me of Mozzie Smith in the pregame, the player profile with CA, and his pregame meal is fried fish.
That's right.
I was like, wow, dude. You're built different if you're gonna go run around for a handful of hours.
Nah, he's young.
That's he can bounce back.
Yeah, he's young. Be all right.
He also had a freaking beard on that thing with CA.
Oh,
he had to get bleeped.
Oh, really? I didn't even catch that.
Yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, I mean he did credit Pop-Tarts for being one of the reasons why he was such a stud player growing up. So
if he didn't play well, mom wouldn't give him Pop-Tarts.
I think he was great in spite of the Pop-Tarts. Maybe that's just me.
He should be an honorary captain of the Pop-Tart Bowl.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe he could be in the big Pop-Tart mascot costume. I mean, you know,
it's a good fit.
He'd fill out the costume.
Just everything comes full circle for him.
All right. It's like that in Ocho and McDonald's commercials, you know?
Right.
Yes.
Beast mode and the Skittles. The natural fits here. Yes.
Capitalize on this thing, Mozzie.
Will Levis and mayonnaise.
All right, let's head to San Francisco, where in half number one, the Bears had 4 total yards of offense, which is the fewest by the Bears since at least 1991. They had a plus 315-yard differential as well, largest in any NFL game this season. That was in half number one. And one of those Niners touchdowns comes courtesy of Brock Purdy. Let's all get wasted.
Purdy out of the shotgun, looks right, throws, caught. Juwan Jennings diving into the end zone. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Yeah, guess what? It was third down, and Juwan Jennings shows up.
Third Juwan.
That's what
Niners
they say.
Radio with the call.
Yep, absolutely.
91, by the way, that was a Jim Harbaugh quarterbacked Bears team. Less than 4 yards total offense.
Unreal. That is brutal. All right, let's shut down TD Tuesday. We'll go back to college. Always a perky TD.
Military TD.
Tulane, yes, Tulane. Getting a tutty on the board over Army as they went on to win the American.
Awkward snap fielded by Mensah, firing over the right side. It's caught by Williams, turns upfield at 25, slips away to the 20, down the sideline, the 15 to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Tulane!
Yes!
42 yards, Darian Mensah and Mario Williams weaving through traffic. Tulane desperately needed that.
No idea who that broadcaster is, but I just love the yes!
Yes!
You win Tulane a trip.
Yes!
They went a trip to the Gasparilla Bowl. Yeah. I think that's what the enthusiasm was for.
Yes.
Do these smaller bowl games need to happen anymore? Can we get rid of them?
I'd
rather like watch reruns of Star Wars.
I'll tell you what.
The holidays. Maybe Godfather with commercials.
You need to talk to the folks at ESPN because that's your inventory for the holidays.
Oh, okay. They need content.
They pay for all the holiday content or these bowl games.
All righty. Well, congrats to Tulane on a bowl eligible season.
Yeah.
When we return right here, it's time for an edition of Two Guys, One Booth. Wolchuk?
Yeah. Best audio from a 9-hour Cowboy game day. Right?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here on The Fan.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Little rattle. That was on Facebook over the break there and saw there's a dang mountain lion running around Sunnyvale. So they said they'll leave your kids alone, but look out for your pets. You know, maybe as many as 2, according to the comments. It might just not be one, but maybe a couple of them running around there. Maybe that's where Sunny went, you know? Still hadn't found the house cat.
Oh,
so,
no.
A little cat on cat crime.
I think it could be. I think Sonny was tough enough that might have taken the mountain lion.
Yeah, possibly. He might have just ran away. You know, he actually threw a fit in my office the day that he left. I came home and like some of the things that were hanging on my wall had been knocked down and scratched. I don't know, for some reason we had been out of town for 2 weeks. The first day we're back, he's just gone. He's out of there.
Yeah, he dipped on out, bro.
He was like, man, I thought y'all were gone. Now I'm out of here. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Here they are. Two guys, one booth with Wolchek and Chiafalo.
That's right. Let's relive a nine-hour Cowboy game day broadcast, Monday Night Football style. Take it away, Brad Schamp.
Yeah, baby. We start off with the first TD of the game. All things were looking great. Can you believe it? The Cowboys with an opening drive touchdown on offense. Cooper Rush finding who? None other than CeeDee Lamb.
He throws it in the end zone to the right side. Lamb's alone. Touchdown. CeeDee Lamb on fourth down. And the Cowboys score first. 11 yards from Rush.
I don't know what was more surprising, them scoring a touchdown on the first drive of the possession or Wolchek breaking out in a loud, obnoxious motorboat there in the press box.
Woo! I mean, CeeDee with the TD!
I was like, wow, dude. He almost took his shirt off and started truffle shuffling. Thank God Broaddus was there to say, no, kid, settle down.
I'm going to say our end of the press box is very, very tame compared to you guys are going to get kicked out. Your end of the press box is going to get kicked out.
You think me and Fan After Dark eating tomahawks, sucking on a tomahawk,
It
was delicious. Dude. Hey, I had a full on. I got to show you this, Dawson.
Yeah, I saw the social.
Oh, you saw that? Okay, full on tomahawk
you
bone.
You guys are acting like you're at the bachelor party down there eating the tomahawks and stuff like that.
We were tearing it up.
Thankfully, bringing some fun to that press box.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what.
It's a little stuffy in there.
It's a working environment.
No, credit to Wolchek,
sure
though. Wolchek set the tone with the motorboat there to start the game. And then we were like, you know what? Let's do this thing.
Let's go.
I'm just saying, man, we are going to get the press box is a working environment with the gentleman from 105.3, the Fan. Please settle down.
Well, hey, at least we had a good crew. There's another station down the road that didn't send anybody to cover that game.
They didn't send anybody down to our right.
Let's go. Michigan is better than your team.
Jordan Lewis talking trash.
Let's
allegedly.
Go, J. Lou.
And around the 8-yard line, just at about the time Jordan Lewis got there to say Michigan's better than your team.
Man, I just saw actually the photo of the police cam breaking up the fight there at midfield between Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah.
It got toasty.
That pepper spray was spraying.
They're like, hey, step back. I'm going to mace you. And they warned them, but I think once punches were being thrown, nobody heard them.
That's still so
Step back.
Insane.
I'm going to tase you.
All right, let's see. That was I actually liked that little joke there from Brad, and we know he's a big Jordan Lewis fan.
Love
and
Jordan Lewis.
Later on here in Two Guys, One Booth, I think Brad's going to be kicking himself with a little bit of a broadcaster's jinx, if you will.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and get to another Brad little jokey joke.
Higgins at the end of this thing claps his hand together like, boy, how did I drop that one?
Well, I could show him how.
Yeah.
What do you think he means by that?
I think Brad's athleticism is understated, and he could walk out on that field in his loafers and demonstrate how that guy dropped that football, and then demonstrate how to catch the ball and score a touchdown and then give you a little shimmy there in the end zone.
I think the
Missouri Tiger.
The miles per hour on the
next-gen
stats.
Brad had wheels, man.
He absolutely did. Very athletic.
He would have broke the next-gen statometer.
Yep. Let's go to Babe. Babe on Will, something's automatic.
I wonder how they decide what makes things an automatic first down.
They sit in a committee room.
No, I mean, it's just like, this is automatic, that is not.
Yeah. That was.
If you didn't know any better, before we played that clip, would you imagine that right before Babe opened his mouth there, he had just taken a hit of the old magic dragon?
It did remind me of you when we were doing, you know, the pandemic radio, and you were just ripping jewels while we were interviewing people. And then all of a sudden you're like, crap.
Man, why do they call it automatic? He's from that Dazed and Confused era. Wouldn't surprise me.
He's a Cali kid. Yeah. Babe Laufenberg, what a legend. Just saw Rudy, the movie Rudy, for the first time. That was a surprise this season. All right, here's Babe with another post hit.
Call me whatever you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
All right, the Bengals at their 30.
The munchies set in all of a sudden.
I love how Brad just passed. All right, back to the call.
Yeah. I think Brad was disappointed because that's just there was no creativity with that line.
That one was weak.
Yeah,
wasn't one of baby's best.
That's one of those. Don't call me late for dinner. That's something that they use like in the 50s.
Yeah, I thought you would appreciate a crusty, stale, unoriginal joke.
I think Brad was trying to say he didn't appreciate that. I would appreciate it, but Brad was like, no.
There you go.
You got to come back. We're two guys, one booth. Got to be better.
Yeah, let's be a little bit better.
It still made the cut, though. I mean, think about that.
But that's because I'll be real. It was a weak week.
Oh, it was a weak week.
It was a weak week.
Week. Yeah, one of those weak weeks.
It was one of those weak weeks. But thank you very much, Kevin Walker. You did an outstanding job bowling these. It's my guy.
My man hammering Kevin Walker. One in the morning.
It's not Kevin's fault. He's only given what they provide him.
Yeah, but
I blame the two guys.
An audio feed of the game?
Yeah.
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 And whatever funny things these guys say. And if they don't say anything funny.
Or attempts at funny, like the don't call me late for dinner.
I thought it was great, babe.
I think Brad kind of said it wasn't great.
I did like Babe asking if Rudy was still with us, though, in the pregame show. He wasn't sure.
I wasn't sure either. Thank God Brada stepped in there because Rudy's, I was like, honestly, I don't know.
Rudy's not that old. Still with us, yes.
Yeah, Rudy's okay.
Was that like in the 80s then? Was that what?
It was 70s.
Okay, so 70s.
Yeah, all right. 1970s.
But I did like Babe agreed. Rudy?
Overrated. 76 years old.
Shout out to, man, he's older than I thought. Damn, Rudy. That was a fair question.
Yeah. All right, it's also a fair question to ask yourself, did Malik Hooker really catch this?
Little play fake. Standing, deep middle. Intercepted! Hooker at the 17-yard line. There was not a black shirt around him.
It was, I thought, fitting. That was the Cowboys' 69th interception since 2021. Malik Hooker. The man to get it.
It's storybook.
You know what stood out to me about that play?
Hollywood couldn't write that, Walchuk. Good observation.
It's amazing.
He gets up, you know, for no reason. I think the lack of awareness about what you should do around turnovers, obviously it cost you the game last night. It's an epidemic. How's that not on Mike? Sorry, back to your fun.
No, yeah, throw it on the coaches. It's the coaches. It's not the players. You did everything you could, but the coaches, it's on you. We have a Brad joke. Do you guys like this one?
See if Cooper just checked, and then now Cincy's going to check out of it, maybe. No, here they come.
Ellie Dela Cruz is blitzing from the Reds. Cooper throws it over the middle, incomplete. That was a great blitz.
Yeah.
That was intentional, by the way.
Yeah, from the Reds, Cincinnati Reds. Since we're getting cross promotion, what do we think, huh?
Yeah, I like that little crossover. It just flexed that baseball knowledge a little bit there.
And
he's got it.
He's a baseball man at heart.
Oh, I know he is. I was driving home, honestly. I'm kicking myself. I'll have to ask him next week if we want a nice Brad rant for two guys, one booth in the pregame. Tee up a golden bat rule.
Yeah, question. Brad Sham's rants are legendary and iconic. Remember, we sat in front of him at the Angels-Rangers game there in Anaheim. He was talking baseball for like six innings.
He was.
And just spoon-feeding us.
He got on to me.
He used to broadcast.
He did. He broadcast some Ranger games, yeah.
He 2 years worth.
A couple of years. Just some, you know.
Some.
I was there for four. Some,
they played 162.
Yeah, trust me. Did you get caught up with Dale?
What's that?
You got caught up with Dale Hansen a little bit?
I took a stray or two.
Two is a couple, three is a few, four is some. I think four is where you get to the sum line.
Yeah. Oh, so I mean I oversold him then.
You did, yeah. Damn. It's just a couple. It was a couple of games,
yeah, Brian. Don't you pipe down over there, damn it.
2 years worth of 162 baseball, and you're calling that sum?
You know who did some?
Yeah, it's 20-year NFL career.
Calling that a couple.
This guy, Brian.
I think
there you go,
4 years over here.
Sausage thumbs pointing back to the bully.
Nothing
He's
on me,
man.
Brad. Nothing on me.
I kind of feel like he needs to go back and do some more.
More Rangers?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I know you do.
Your summer needs to be a little bit more Ranger.
A unique talent.
I'm itching. I'm actually itching a little bit.
Early nominee for Bleep Hole of the Week, Brian Broad.
When we're getting off there at 220, you need to do Ranger baseball.
All right. I'll talk to him. I'll see if I can get back into that booth.
You are such a seamhead.
I do love me some baseball. They make a trade for Nolan Arenado. Maybe they can get me back.
You
they
definitely
signed Roky Sasaki. Mm.
Definitely, Walchuk definitely wasn't in favor of that gimmicky golden bat rule because he cares too much about the game and the integrity of it.
Yeah. I'm crusty as hell.
Just let Ray find out the cards you're willing to eat the majority of that salary. He'll give him the farm.
No, they already weren't paying me. That's why I decided I'm not doing this anymore. But I think times have changed. As soon as they wanted to put somebody else in there, there was a check. So maybe we can change it up.
Brad Sham, foot, insert, mouth.
Here we go. Take it away, Brad.
46 years they haven't asked me about a personnel move, but I sure would like him to sign Jordan Lewis. Contract up at the end of the year.
I say it a lot. He just knows how to play the game.
Second down, 5 at the Bengal 35. Tie game. 4:11 left. Snap to Burrow. Looking around, not much pressure over the middle. Chase dropped the ball. He's hanging his head. He said, well, no, did I really know?
Pass interference on a defense number 2. That's a spot foul and an automatic.
He does not get many of those.
Just for clarification.
Yeah. Jordan Lewis is number 2, by the way. That's an incredible setup by the Babe saying he just knows how to play the game. Flag.
Pass interference, number 2.
A flag on Lewis.
Had to have been a bad call. It's like when Zach Martin would get a holding call. All right, here is the block.
All right, here's the punt by Ryan Rako.
Oh, got it.
Ball is blocked.
Got it.
Oh, no. Touch it. The Bengals are going to have the ball.
Oh, no.
You can't touch it when it's blocked beyond the line of scrimmage, and the Bengals are going to have it at the 45.
Oh, somewhere Leon Lett saying, I'm off the hook.
That's the exact play without the snow.
Oh, no. That did not just happen.
That did just happen.
That's how I felt. I was thinking for a second, he must have thought, I got a house call this thing, because if we let Cooper Rush take over, he might take us out of field goal range.
Yeah, he was just trying to put the team on his back there.
Yeah, you got this, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, as heartbreaking as it gets, a great call by Sham and Babe there. You can hear the shock and surprise in their voices. You go from super pumped to oh my gosh. And I am a little disappointed. I thought that we were going to be getting the microphones picking up a bunch of Peter, but we didn't get any Peters.
We got no Peters.
I mean, the sideline could yell it, but so could the other players.
Yeah,
you know, I do think there is a lack of discipline, a lack of attention to detail with this team.
Well, it just, to me, it becomes even more inexcusable. I mean, you got Brad and Babe there. I'm sitting there like, oh my god, he touched it. If we got fans in the stands that know the damn rule, you're paid to play the sport. Know the damn rules, guys.
And Brad Sham, what was the name of that guy who just pulled a Leon Lett?
And Oriaro, just...
One more time, man, Brad.
He struggled with it almost as much as Schlereth
one
did.
One more time?
Yeah, come on, Brad. You
and Oriaro, just...
No, the third time's going to be the charm for you, Brad. I guarantee it. Tidy it up.
And Oriaro, just...
okay.
You just keep working
not
on
your
it.
Night. Not your
Tarico was all over it, by the way, which was impressive.
He was flexing it.
Yeah.
You could tell by the way. Like when
watch this.
When you listen back,
guess what I learned?
Oro Warrior.
Well, thank you guys.
You guys want food?
It was good news, bad news on DeMarvian Overshown today. He did tear all three of those ligaments, but there was no meniscus or nerve damage in his knee. So. Assuming he could make it back, and I don't know, I think he's got to pack on more muscle. He's a little lean, isn't he? Let's see if we can get this thing, you know, properly blown up. Maybe some vitamin S. I don't know, just, you know, weave that in. You're going to be away, you know, quite a bit next year rehabbing and all that, so... You know,
I hope he's taking notes right now.
You know, so but the bad news is it looks like Mike McCarthy said earlier today, it is likely that he will miss the entire 2025 season. And beyond that, you know, you have to wonder how injury prone the guy is going to be. So that kind of stinks. Rangers fall to 12 from 8 to 12 in the MLB draft lottery. Max Fried ends up signing with the Yankees 8 years and $218 million. That's a little bit of a smattering of your local news.
Smattering.
Mavs tonight, they're in OKC. You're going to have to tune in 8:30 on TNT for Mavs Thunder. It's the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup, and it's a showdown for Western supremacy.
We got an update on PJ. He's out.
Okay.
But Najee Marshall is back.
Oh, look at that.
So
Najee.
No PJ, but Najee's back.
The more I watch Najee Marshall, the more I like him. You know, he's got a lot of tricks. He's got a high basketball IQ, and I feel like any floater in the lane is going in. It doesn't matter. Yeah, like, the dude's just going to pull up and be like, bang, that's an easy bucket. It's like a layup for him from 8 feet away. Okay, we're coming back to Cross with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you on a Tuesday night right here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the Fan. Man, it felt like a nightmare last night as that game came to an end. So many different ways the Cowboys could have won it, but defeat it was. to the Bengals. You know, I picked Cowboys 24-20, so I thought we're going to kick this field goal. I'm going to be 1 point off. That would have been one of my better predictions of all
time. Yeah, I was with you on this
one. I know you picked him yesterday as well. I feel like it was a good sign. I wonder how much the overshown injury hurts this defense. Like, was he a glue guy as well as a splash star player?
Yeah, I think what happens is you can use him, and people probably go nuts when I say this, but the poor man's Micah Parsons, where he's kind of figuring out you got Parsons playing as literally like an end, like your left end, but then you had this option with Overshown that you could kind of move him around and create some opportunities. And early in the game, he had a couple of rushes where Joe Burrow was able to escape, but then they kind of figured out that, like, okay, we got to stay in the lanes. This guy's moving up on us. So they were able to take Overshown and run him through the middle, and that allowed them with Ose and others to kind of keep Joe in the pocket, and they were able to get a little bit more pressure and get those sacks. But when, you know, Overshown, like I say, he was learning. I think he was getting better every week with the understanding of, like, okay, this is how we're going to use you today. And you look at that fourth down play, I mean, like, they rush the lanes, everything's cool. Burrow steps up. He's trying to get the ball to the back. Who's there to make the tackle? Overshown. Rush, linebacker, off ball, playing coverage, whatever he has to do. That guy was getting better. And if he doesn't play next year, to me, that's a really, really big loss.
Huge. Yeah, and that is the news with three of the knee ligaments being torn. McCarthy saying highly likely. I want to answer a text here. 817 says, does Gavin like to throw stupid stuff out there? He needs to gain some muscle. Great analysis expert. Yeah, I do feel like Overshown, you know, with the way that
some body armor
ligaments are breaking, like that, the ligaments break because the muscles are out of power to stop the stress of, you know, your bones being bent backwards or being, you know, bent at a 90 degree angle. So, I mean, I'm not a physical therapist or anything. And by the way, for the record, sometimes I do just say stupid stuff on the air to get your reaction, but that wasn't an example of it. I think, you know, maybe he doesn't have the body type that can pack on bulk. A lot of guys are like that. So that's why I suggested it's smart for football players to get some help, especially when they're coming back from this and they've had multiple, ligament catastrophic type of injuries. It's only a 2-game suspension. And under the consultation of a doctor, they can monitor all of your levels so you don't put yourself in any danger. Okay. But that's just me. That's just what I would do with millions and millions of dollars on the line.
You throwing a little TRT idea out there? Is that what you're doing?
You know, whatever.
It's like
whatever
a two-game suspension or whatever. Yeah.
Things professional athletes ROI, have been doing since the 60s. You
know, makes sense.
You know, I do think there's tremendous ROI on it. And here is Fred Davis, half of the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake, which is coming up 8 to 11. We're going to have the Cowboys Hour tonight with Hunter Lipke, right?
Right.
And tomorrow we're going to be at the Rangers Toy Drive, so we'd love to see everybody there. Bring a toy, get a free Rangers ticket for the upcoming season. How the heck you doing tonight, Fred?
Man, can't complain. It's a great Tuesday. I mean, I tell you what, I had to break the jacket out today. It doesn't
nippy.
Whoa! I tell you what, it doesn't get like. I mean, Houston, it gets like this for about a day or two, maybe like in mid-February when the entire grid freezes. But outside of that. You know, early December? No, I haven't felt this in a while.
Yeah, I checked the weather today, and it said it was in the 40s, but it felt like 39. I would say that's accurate. I think you need a parka. I think you need to get more of a winter coat this is up here in North Texas, Fred.
I need a coat, but I mean, jacket.
I mean, we're damn near in Kansas, buddy. You know what it's like.
Look, as long as the wind's not howling, we're okay.
Yeah.
You know?
I get you.
I'll take
Okay. Did you say that the Cowboys fans should be celebrating today, Fred?
Well, I mean, celebrating's a bit of a stretch, but I do think that there shouldn't be any long faces around the Cowboys facility. I mean, look, Amani and again, my man was in his feels yesterday, and rightfully so. I mean, you guys saw him coming out of the stadium, had the towel over his head. I mean, hell, he had Al. I mean, it was like a damn, like grief counselors around him yesterday in the locker room. First, it was Fossil sitting there talking to him, after the game. Al Harris was talking to him in the locker room after the game. So, look, I get it. Hey, bad deal, but at the same time, I mean, do you really want this team to win?
I want them to show that they can be really good next year, I thought if you could get enough of these young linemen playing well and the defense playing well, then we can be confident that maybe it could be a playoff team next year again. That's what I was hoping for, and I would like that more than I would like a draft pick 5 or 6 places higher.
Look, I get that. I will say this, though, and we've talked about this all season long. I mean, y'all show, our show, everybody's show. And, of course, now it throws things into it. I mean, you guys were just talking about it. It throws things into flux a little bit as far as what do you do? Does it change your draft board? And, Broadus, you can probably, you know, now that you have no Overshown, I mean, look, he ain't come back next year. All right? We all know that. Yeah. I mean, he's got, you know, half his leg ripped off, for crying out loud. So that's gone. Now you got to figure out what you're going to do. Then on top of that, all right? I mean, are we?
Jalen Walker, Georgia.
I mean, are we paying Micah next year?
That's an edge right there, Ryan. I'll fight you on that. That ain't an off-ball linebacker.
I think the guy could play some off-ball linebacker.
I think he's way too slow to do that in the NFL.
No, I don't know.
My only thing is that from last night, is it just...
I can't wait for draft.
It's unfortunate because losing Overshown to me was the bigger story of all last night.
You had another guy
that, you know, this front office could put a feather in their cap and say, you know what, we're not half bad at this drafting thing. When it looks like you had another, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, a poor man's Micah. Right, yeah. He's not the physical specimen that Micah is, but again, he's no slouch either. And to now,
the guy could get pressure rushing from various levels. That's what I'm saying.
Look, he starts for every other team in the NFL, right? I mean, and that's what you kind of gauge it by, right? So losing him hurts, but at the end of the day, I mean, come on, this offense is still not great. And to your point last night, as you said, what McCarthy was thinking on that last drive is anybody's best guess.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So we didn't bring this up today, guys, but. Last night on social, there was a lot of negative reaction to Micah Parsons walking off the field with the clock ticking down. Did you guys have any issue with that?
I didn't know that it happened until this morning.
We can't see down there in that Miller Lite Club thing.
Played his audio.
Yeah.
It was my favorite audio I've ever heard from Micah, personally.
Yeah. Well, he was
emotional. I could tell he cared. He was invested. I think we've seen some maturity and growth from him this year. I really, really do. And I've been critical of him at times. We've heard some things that are not so good. But I think he has taken some really good strides in... I don't know that he's ever going to be like the leader of the defense, but in terms of, you know, getting close to that and improving. Because last year, I don't think he had any leadership skills whatsoever. I think he's getting there. Obviously, you don't want... Stay on the field, right? I think that... He would have left the field on the Packers game when they lost in the playoffs if it weren't for somebody else on that defense. But this was a moment where I get it. Like, you're frustrated. You want to win. I'm not going to be holding it against him that he walked off the field early.
I'm with you guys. I didn't even know he did it. So, like I said, I was just happy he talked in the locker room.
Well, I think, and I was saying this to Zach, I kind of felt like that was the emotion that coming out of him was not just about that game. I think it was about the whole season. You know, he was one of the guys that stood up there and says, we're not a bad football team. You can get off the bandwagon now if you want. We're a good football team. He was the one guy that was trying to speak it into existence. And I think that just when it happened last night and how they lost, I think that all came back to him like, damn, I'm telling these people, I'm telling everybody in the world that we're a good football team and we do that crap.
Yeah, and the defense played so well. They did. Yeah. They gave you every chance to win.
He was dominant.
He was just as much of a disruptor as you could imagine. If it wasn't for Joe Burrow and his ability to escape, he would have had multiple sacks. But Burrow is a magician like that. But the defense playing so well, losing like that. And then I also think the emotions of the Overshown stuff was just kind of a dark cloud on him and the entire team right there. So it didn't really bother me. I actually felt worse for... Oh, Leon Lett just sitting there on his couch minding his business, and then his phone. I mean, I wonder if he was watching the game, but his phone must have just lit up like crazy, and his name's been mentioned a million times over the last 24 hours.
We're going to have to delete Twitter and get a new phone number tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it was synonymous. Every living room in the Metroplex was just shouting Leon Lett in that moment.
Did the defense maybe have it get to their head, you think, after getting the stop and having to go back out there?
Yeah, because then it was Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
I get it. That was like, wait, what the heck?
Human nature,
dude?
Yeah. It's,
and that I offense is that, awesome.
Yeah, I can see that being a letdown moment. Yeah.
By the way, you saw that Burrow's house got robbed, too.
Yeah, while he was at the game. It's crazy.
You know, and Linval Joseph's house has got, I mean, it's a deal. It's a thing. Like, it's a multinational crime ring where they're.
It's huge.
You know, robbing people's houses. Broadus, you might want to check on your place.
Mm. So they went to they're victimizing athletes and celebrities that they know are out of town?
Well, so Linval Joseph, although I think he was with the Giants when his house got robbed. But then, a month or so ago, Mahomes and Kelsey.
Yeah.
Both their houses the same day got robbed. So
and they were playing nighttime games?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like road
games. They were just playing road
games. It was
definitely
a road game. Might have been like a Sunday or late afternoon or something like that. Yeah. So
you know those snake charmer guys?
Who, gypsies?
In India and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I always thought, wow, how do they have the cojones to stand there or sit there and play with this cobra like yeah. right up in their face? Well, what they do is they pull the venom out. Right. Oh. And then they feed it and it's their pet and everything. And they got a great relationship. And even if the snake freaks out and forgets where, you know, who takes care of it one day, you're fine. I think that's what you do if you're a pro athlete. You know, we go out of town. I'm calling in a non-venomous cobra dropper.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Put three or four in the house.
Yeah. Well, now Burrow had his supermodel girlfriend. So I don't know if that counts, but she was there. She's an SI.
She was back at the house?
She was back. She's the one that called it in.
Her mom called it in.
So she calls up. Exactly.
So they got home invaded? Home invaded?
Well, I think they had just left.
Okay.
But the house was there. The house had been broken into. Stuff was missing. Windows shattered. She calls her mom and the mom makes
it. Did they take the Heisman Trophy?
Well, they didn't say. They gave a non-itemized list of what was missing. So
I think that'd be a must, right?
I'd get the Heisman Trophy first.
I don't know if you can sell it. You can fence it or whatever.
Oh, you can absolutely sell it.
I'm sorry, boys. Yeah. I'm seeing. Do we trust Robert Murray as a baseball voice?
What's he saying?
I don't know how many followers.
We got Evaldi.
He's got 80,000.
That's a solid number. What's up, Evaldi?
Yeah, Evaldi
back.
Does Luigi Mangione follow him or
let's
what?
Let's
go. So it's not Heyman.
I'm saying that it's right.
I hope you got his wife liking posts. You got a lot of good signs. Breaking free agent pitcher. There's Robert Murray. You have Jeff Passan, right-hander Nathan Eovaldi, and the Rangers are in agreement. 3 years, $75 million. Congratulations. Thank you, Chief.
Evo.
We hadn't got it right here. We wouldn't get it till 8 o'clock.
Look at that. Chief taking care of the Tolos.
Way to jump in there. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Just went five flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. Fan After Dark coming up at 8. The Cowboys Hour with Hunter Lipke is next. Till tomorrow at 2. Live from the Rangers Toy Drive. You're going home with the nation. At 8.